You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The name of the game, again, is going to be AI automation. So there are different platforms and systems that exist for you to really optimize this process. As a candidate, we can look at AI optimization from a resume standpoint. And as a recruiter, we can look at streamlining your workflow. Change is happening exponentially, and we're going to have to adapt with change. So you guys, how do we do that? I will say this takes us to leverage systems that already exist. And one of those systems is ChatGPT.
Let's be prepared to be inspired by Ash, a true tech visionary. She is the force behind Better Boost and Better Boost Swim, revolutionizing confidence with innovative apparel technology. As the author of the Future Collective, Ash envisions a future where AI and humanity thrive together. She is transforming Atlanta into the Silicon Valley of the South with smart infrastructure and AI-driven education. A passionate AI advocate, Ash empowers individuals with essential skills and uses AI to find and nurture top talent. Leading cutting edge. AI agency, she drives growth and efficiency with innovative solutions. Today, Ash will share her insights on tech innovation and human AI collaboration. Please, let's welcome Ash to the stage. Let's hear a round of applause for her. And of course, this gentleman needs no introduction. I think we all know Cyrus Harman. Cyrus is a lot of reason why a lot of us are in the room. He's hosting this event. So let's go ahead and give Cyrus his spots for everything that he's done, not only today, but throughout. All right, so we'll go ahead and leave the conversation with you guys.
So also, I want to actually give some flowers to Mario. So Mario's someone that I've known now for, I think, man, probably 10 years, which is crazy and weird to think about. And mainly from the just the church Christian space, all of that. And Mario is someone who, you know, I got in tech and he saw, you know, the journey and things like that. And he ended up doing one of the boot camps. And not only did he get in the industry, but what I really love about his story specifically, so he got in as a sales engineer. What I love about his story specifically is that he ended up losing his job. And it was mainly, this is a SparkNotes version, it was mainly because, you know, he kind of was like not really like okay, like just totally about it. He lost his job. And instead of him just kind of like giving up, he's like, okay, he worked on what he needed to work on, got back out there, ended up getting back in the industry again as a sales engineer. And just, I love inspirational and raw and real stories like that. Like the whole purpose isn't just about us getting in the industry. You know, for those that want to be in the industry, it's not just about us getting in the industry, but it's also about us, you know, like really stepping up when it comes to our work ethic, our professionalism, all those other things. So I definitely wanted to also give flowers to him. So y'all please give a round of applause for Mario. All right, so look, I'm very excited about this conversation we are going to have. So before we delve into it, I want to set a little bit more precedence as to the purpose of Techpreneur Saturday. And so, of course, we know that Tech is New Black. We provide different education when it comes to people getting in the industry. We also, of course, recommend people to various different boot camps that we recommend and discounts, blah, 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 stuff that y'all already know. But what we're doing with Techpreneur Saturday, and the reason why we've even made it something where we're like, you know, we don't want to charge for it, is that we want to grow this. Not want to, it's going to grow into something to where We have a lot of different tech companies, tech recruiters that are able to come out, so that way we can connect our direct audience with these companies that are hiring. One of the things that we notice with Tech is New Black is that some companies like how large we are on social media, but they will budge for an event that only has 150 people. They will fly their team out to that event, and they will literally connect with the people there to give them job opportunities, versus some companies are like, yeah, you have tens of thousands of people watching your platform, but we like to like have our team go out and be in person. So the purpose of this is for us to grow something else to where we can directly connect people with recruiters, talent sourcers, hiring managers, and overall companies that are hiring, as well as create a network. The reason why I was able to scale so fast in the tech industry is not because I'm super smart. It's not because I kept stacking up my knowledge. It was because of my network. So the purpose of this is for all of those pieces that I just mentioned. So definitely thank all of you for being here. So the same way I want to say, yo, give Mario his flowers. He gave me and Ashley our flowers. Also want to say, give yourselves a round of applause as well for you all investing to be here. All right, now that being said, I'm very excited about this conversation we're about to have because Ashley, she is a very, very, not just cool person, very knowledgeable person when it comes to technology, AI, when it comes to recruitment side of things. Just as you heard in her bio, that she has been a recruiter for a few different tech companies, also leveraged AI when it comes to recruiting, and also leverages it when it comes to helping different business owners. And so just a little background when it comes to us. When I first saw her on social media, let me see, does anyone in this room right now, do you currently follow her on Instagram? Anybody yet? Okay, cool. Yeah, we gonna fix that. So later on, all y'all need to follow her. You're gonna see what I'm talking about. When I followed her on social media, I thought she wasn't a real person. Like, I actually thought she was AI. Y'all know how they have like AI generated people? I actually didn't know she was like a human, let alone lived in Georgia. And so I was like, this like AI bot is like, this AI person is giving knowledge. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. You know, so I followed her. And then little by little, I was like, wait, this is a real person. And it's a lot of influencers and popping people on social media that follow her. That's what let me know it was real. Because it'll be a whole bunch of influencers that we all know in her comments, engaging with her. And I was like, are they talking to an AI bot in the comments on Instagram? And so I was like, I realized she was a real person. And then we connected and talked. And there's a lot of really cool things that she's working on that's really gonna revolutionize Atlanta, revolutionize our community when it comes to tech careers, AI, businesses, all of that. So when I tell y'all, don't just listen to this conversation just to listen, but also prepare to ask questions for her as well. So we're gonna switch over eventually for you all to be able to ask questions while she's up here. So yeah, I'm very excited about this. Thank you so much, Ashley, for being here. Appreciate you.
Of course, a pleasure.
All right, cool. So let's get into it. So I said a little bit about you, read off your bio earlier. So people wanna know, how initially, like, what got you into the tech industry? And more importantly, I want to say, what made you very curious and passionate when it comes to AI and technology? Because there's a lot of us that just want to be in tech because we're just, you know, we want the bag.
Right.
But you're the person where, yeah, you know, you want the bag too, but it's like you are very invested in the tech. Not just invested, like you are a specialist when it comes to technology and AI. And you don't really have to be. You could just be a recruiter. Right. So please tell us not just... what you've done in the industry so far, but then also what birthed that passion when it comes to AI and technology.
Absolutely. So to start off, I'm currently a generative AI specialist and an AI solutions architect, and I'm working at a generative AI startup. But before that, I was working in, as Cyrus said, recruitment. And so I was working at a company called PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers. It's one of the big four companies. You may already know this, but they invested $2.4 billion into their workforce to train their employees with AI. Now, this really ranged from AI ethics training, but also AI optimization training. So when we talk about how I got passionate about AI, I first started off by, of course, as you many have probably already seen, just all of the news updates with AI and seeing exactly how exciting all of the newest innovations are. I kind of was in the same boat. But when it came back to my career, I was really looking into optimizing and streamlining my workflow. So as a recruiter, that looks like really applying AI with, let's say, Excel sheets. You know, we're looking at managing Excel sheets, managing candidate information. And so that's going to be able to streamline your workflow by applying AI automation to be able to first search the candidate, find them easily and effortlessly. Of course, we have our internal systems, but AI technology has enabled us to really streamline massive workflows. And by that training with AI, then I was able to transition and pivot into an AI career. So getting back into my professional life, just really seeing all of the latest AI innovations with all of the largest AI companies, Microsoft, Amazon, Tesla, et cetera, but also the startups that are coming up as well. Just really looking into AI and being also self-taught. I think with technology and how it's really evolving at an exponential rate, what's really important is self-learning and self-guidance. So AI education is huge. So I took it upon myself, besides, of course, gaining the career transition with their particular training programs, but I also, you know, signed up for a few courses. The particular course was Harvard University's course, CS50. I started off there. Hello world, if you know about that one. But that really started off with starting just with getting an understanding of how to apply Python. It's one of the languages, of course, with computer technologies, and applying it into the context of how I can streamline and automate my workflow. Then I went on to get taking the course with AI, so computer science applied with AI technology, getting certificates, and that's really gonna be a key because you're gonna need that baseline of education. Cyrus himself, of course, he is the pioneer of several boot camps and really, really specializes in that area. So just really kind of goes back to AI education. That's major and really important, but there are many, many resources that are available to you so that you're able to gain that knowledge, so that you're able to transition and apply it into your day-to-day. So I was really interested in, okay, not only AI technology and application of, let's say, large language models, so like generative AI, the specialization is with, of course, LLMs, NLPs, et cetera, natural language processing, but also learning how to apply it in my own day-to-day. So I'm leveraging AI technology not only from a career standpoint, but also personally, applying AI to optimize and streamline all my workflows, not only with the startup of Better Boost, which specializes in wearable
technology. Oh, you're going too far.
I'm going too far. But essentially, yes, there's so many ways that AI can make your life easier. And so that's what I'm really excited to speak to you guys about, and also gonna open the floor to Cyrus so we can get into more.
Yo, I love it, I love it.
So unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you are fully aware that the AI tech industry is disrupting every single industry as we know it, and it's only going to get worse as time goes by. But as the leaders in the AI market have been stating, it's not AI that's going to be replacing jobs, but instead it's going to be the person that is using AI in their job that's going to replace those that aren't. And many of you have been asking me for the past year, Cyrus, how can I get a career where I'm leveraging AI? Cyrus, how can I get an AI tech career? Well, to answer your question, Tech is the New Black has both a tech sales AI program as well as a QA AI enhanced program as well. Two different options for you to be able to not just break into the tech industry, but for you to be a leader in the market and be paid more because you will be fully trained and equipped, not just in either of those particular tech jobs, but also fully equipped when it comes to AI. So make sure that you click the link down below or wherever the link is at around me, so that way you can speak to our career advisors to see which route is the best route for you. We also have a quiz that allows you to know which route is the best route for you as well, so that way when you speak with our team, you can go ahead and get started. Both are incredibly great routes. If you're a person where you want to do more sales, you want to be on customer facing calls, you have a little bit more drive and confidence, I would say definitely go for tech sales. If you are a person that prefers to be more behind the scenes, maybe you want to be somewhat technical or very technical, either or, our QA program is fully comprehensive that allows you to get a job either as a QA tester, QA analyst, QA engineer, QA automator, depending on whatever it is you want to do in QA. It's a fully comprehensive program that allows you to get a career in the QA space leveraging AI technology. So again, make sure you click the link, whatever it is around me, And then we will see y'all in our boot camp as we help you break into tech using AI.
So one of the things that's really important about a lot of what she's talking about is that a lot of the technology that she's referencing are things that are not limited to a specific role in tech or a specific business, but it's things that can be adjusted based on what it is you're doing in your day-to-day job. We talk about AI in a sense where many times we think of it as like, okay, I'm gonna have a job maybe as an AI prompter, which is a thing, or I'm going to do this job or have this business that's leveraging AI. But one of the things that that she specializes in is also understanding how in your day-to-day jobs, leveraging AI to be able to expedite your workflow or even really minimize the leverage of work. So we talk about even working in tech or even if you're not in the tech industry, more than likely, whatever it is that you're doing in your day-to-day job, you can leverage AI to be able to do a lot of the tasks where even if your boss or managers don't know about it. And that's something that's really important for us to learn about because many of us, whether someone is in the tech sales space or QA, whatever it might be, many of us will think, okay, well, all right, I have this job in tech or I have this career and I have to work all of these hours. We don't realize you can actually leverage technology behind the scenes to help you with your workflow, just as she was mentioning, to where you can save a lot of your own time and do other things when it comes to your life. So I loved how much she was touching on that. I think that's so important. Now, one of the things, can we lower the music a little bit? How's that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if somebody on the team can, like, if that's anything here at all, we could lower it just a little bit. It can still play, but we just want to make sure it doesn't get picked up on the audio here. Like y'all about to go jump somebody. All right, so anyway, now a lot of recruiters, so we all know about everything that's happened when it comes to DEI and it comes to just various things that have happened in the industry. And one of the first sub-industries in tech or careers in tech that I've seen that have really been threatened have been recruitment. And I've seen three different types of recruiters. At first I thought it was two, but I realized I've seen three different types. I've seen the recruiters that really were just doing their day-to-day job, that's it. They were the first ones to get let go, especially if they were like DEI recruiters. But then I saw recruiters that they were leveraging having a tech brand, which is something we talk about pretty often, is having a tech brand, whether on LinkedIn or just across the board, where in many ways that can protect you or insulate you, whether either one, companies won't want to let that recruiter go because that recruiter attracts a lot of top talent, or two, even if that recruiter loses their job, they have, you know, just like Gucci Mane says, you know, jobs are like buses, miss one, next 15, one coming. And it's like, I've seen a lot of recruiters that operate in that way. But then I've seen a third type of recruiter. And again, I know you're not a recruiter anymore, but you still have all of that knowledge, all of that experience. The third type that I've seen have been those that have been leveraging AI when it comes to their job and their day-to-day role. Now, most are not doing that. So I actually have a lot of recruiters that come to me and they ask me, hey, Cyrus, can you recommend me to any companies that are hiring? I'm like, yo, you're a recruiter. Like, you literally have all the skills and tools to do that. But they're usually the type where they're knowledgeable when it comes to interviewing candidates, but not when it comes to being able to leverage what they need to do or leverage technology when it comes to them landing roles. What's some knowledge and advice you give? We'll make this dual. Knowledge and advice that you would give for either recruiters that don't have a big brand or have not been using technology or AI or don't know how to use it yet when it comes to them being able to kill it better at their jobs, but also a word of advice that you have for candidates in the market with how maybe they can leverage AI and technology in their application interviewing process.
Wow, great question, Cyrus. So the name of the game is not just gonna be AI, it's gonna be AI automation. So imagine streamlining not only your workflow, but let's say from a career standpoint. Imagine automating sending out resumes up to 100 to 200 per month. That's going to enable you to save a lot of time, but also it's really going to make you a competitive candidate on the market. Now, these are really some, you know, secrets that I'm going to be giving out, but at the end of the day, from a recruiter standpoint, what they're going to be looking at, let's first start off with pain points as a recruiter. So first of all, our main goal is to find, of course, the perfect candidate for the role. And so the way that we can streamline our workflow by applying AI to it, and at least to automate that process, is first and foremost going to be, as I mentioned earlier, leveraging Excel sheets. We love Excel, and of course we also have in-house systems that are going to be managing candidates. Now, when we're talking about AI automation, imagine also having customer service. Let's say not customer service, but let's say you working for you as a client, AI systems that can send out automated messages to careers, to I guess different companies. This is again going to save you a lot of time. So the name of the game again is going to be AI automation. So there are different platforms and systems that exist for you to really optimize this process. But as a recruiter, we're really trying to find, of course, that perfect candidate for the role. And so how we find that candidate is being able to limit the timeline of course, we're gonna have to call them, speak to them, conduct the interviews, but we wanna limit that process as much as possible so that we're able to get them into the position so that we can obviously have operational efficiency. So as a candidate, we can look at AI optimization from a resume standpoint. And as a recruiter, we can look at streamlining your workflow, and I hope that makes sense.
That click for y'all.
So, all right, now we talk about AI optimization when it comes to, you know, being able to land jobs or expedite that process, both from the candidate standpoint, but also what recruiters can do. But let's talk about business as well. Because, I mean, by show of hands, like, how many people in here would you say that you are an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur at some point? Okay, yeah, so that's the majority of us that are in here. Now, you are a founder of Better Boost. And this goes back to when I thought you were AI. I didn't know you were a real person. Because y'all will see on her Instagram, she really, really, like, leverages, like, AI with so much, yeah. So much. And I love it. It's incredible. But when we talk about being a founder of wearable technology, can you explain to people, because I was so curious and I was on your side, I was like, yo, what is this stuff? Can you explain to people here, one, what is Better Boost? And two, like how, like what is wearable technology? And like, can you just break all of that down for us?
Well, Better Boost is a startup that specializes in tech-driven products, essentially wearable technology. So imagine products that are going to enable you to have optimal support, comfort, and even customization. So what exactly does that look like? When we're speaking of wearable technology, we think of tech integrations within your clothing, and the future of that is going to be absolutely insane, but we're starting off with tech-enhanced products that are going to enable you to feel your best and look your best. Our essential slogan is look better than ever and feel your best. So that's really our goal and mission to bring self-love to the world. We saw a major pain point when we learned that up to 90% of people were dissatisfied with their bodies and selves. And that is something that we want to impact and change on a large scale. So our products, imagine, for example, some of our tech-enhanced wares, boxers that are going to have mesh integrations. Mesh technology is getting hotter than ever, guys, so something that's really, really breathable. It's going to have antimicrobial technology, so of course you're not gonna have to worry about any, let's say you go to the gym, let's say you're active, it's gonna keep you fresh all day. Now, for the ladies, we have many different products that are going to enhance your performance, confidence, and of course, comfort. So imagine a bra that is perfectly fit, that really boosts your confidence with different tech boost integrations. We call this boost technology, ladies. So you're confident each and every day with everything that you're wearing. So these are only kind of our really product markets that are product market fit. That we're really looking at to really bring confidence, starting off with boxers and bras. But of course, we offer many different products and we're continually evolving and innovating. Now, how do we apply AI technology to this brand and business? So essentially, I leveraged a bit of my skills with Python to create an data aggregate system that essentially leverages and analyzes different data points for the best of the best products on the market within wearable technology. And so essentially, by leveraging our best fit algorithm, then we're able to select the products that are going to bring to market to be able to produce those results that we're looking for. But not only that, we also have tech integration. So you guys, we're looking into a future of digitalization. So imagine a digital shop. So instead of having to, you know, there's a brick and mortar, of course, but imagine a digital store that you're able to access. We're really bringing customization to the front where you're able to customize different products leveraging AI, AI art. So we're really trying to apply AI technology into our business and really make it something really, really, really impactful. So that's something that's really exciting as far as Better Boost, but our AI agency is something that we're also leveraging AI technology with, of course, of course. From a marketing standpoint, we're speaking of, remember, a future of a digital world. So this way looks like, well, what Cyrus was speaking on when he said that he thought that I was AI, let's start there. So if you want to look me up and search me so you can see exactly what he's talking about, my Instagram handle is going to be at the Garden of Ash. So like the Garden of Eden, but at the Garden of Ash. So you guys can see exactly what he's speaking on about a digital future, essentially leveraging digital avatars. Now, where I really started off within generative AI, besides, of course, taking the initiative to start with the courses, I started the agency by just starting off as an AI art page. So I was leveraging AI, leveraging skill sets of prompting. Essentially, prompting or generative AI leverages prompts that you iterate and improve and optimize. And that's going to be able to produce the optimal solution and output. And the application of that is in many different sectors and regions, but essentially, yes, the future of AI technology is going to be digital. That's always coming. And so we really try to stay at the forefront of technology and therefore be at the forefront of innovation and change so that we're able to take all of these technologies, applications, and resources and apply them and leverage them in our lives, our personal lives and careers.
That's incredible.
If you're looking to break into tech, scale in your tech career, or get networking, collaboration, resources, and more, I have something huge for you. Tech is the New Black is the largest tech career platform in the world. We've helped over 1,000 people break into six-figure tech careers and even more scale. But now we're taking it even further with our Techpreneur Discord community. This community offers high-level networking and collaboration with tech leaders, tech recruiters, and more through events, private streams, and daily group conversations. And if you're looking to break into tech, we don't just have all of the trainings and resources that you need, but we actually have partnerships with different companies that are hiring from within our community. So no matter your goal and your career, income, or business, the Techpreneur community was made for you. So text us or just hit the link in the description to join.
Incredible. So look, let's get real. Let's get raw. Let's get real. And make sure y'all have y'all questions ready, because momentarily, this might be the last question, we might get over to another question. Make sure y'all have y'all's questions ready, but I want to let this be like a very real moment. We all see what's happening when it comes to not just the tech industry, but, you know, generative AI, and how, you know, part of the reason I started Tech as a New Black was to basically say, hey, look, everybody needs to pay attention to the tech industry. Whether or not you want a job in tech, you need to pay attention to what's happening in this industry. And AI, you know, everything that the popularization of AI and, you know, OpenAI and all these other companies that have been popping up, it's like, man, in some ways, it's almost even disrupting the tech industry, where it's like, okay, people that are in tech now need to learn about this stuff so that way they can stay ahead of the market. I want to go down two different routes, and I want to hear your perspective on this. On one end, and we talked about this behind the scenes, on one end, this is probably the best opportunity that our community has to be able to become successful and lead from being at the very back of the pack. You know, I shared something on social media recently that highlighted how like white Americans are not even in the top five of the wealthiest groups in America. So the conversation about them holding us back is, that doesn't exist anymore, because they're not even in the top of the pack. They're trying to get their stuff together. And so with that, the other communities that are on the top, it's the Indian community, Chinese Americans, Nigerian Americans, shouts out to my Nigerian community,
as well as other various groups. And when we look at the careers that they have, they all specialize in one of two careers. It's either the medical space or it's the tech industry. And so never has there been a better time, not just for us to get tech careers, but also now it kind of levels the playing field. Whereas now it's like, okay, even if someone's been in the industry for 6, 7, 8 years, and I've only been in for 1 year, I can learn this, you know, I can learn, you know, generative AI, become an AI prompter, and learn how to leverage these tools when it comes to my role, and automatically be a top candidate in this industry because of that. So this really has set us up in a crazy way where it's like, man, you know, and this isn't about, you know, damning one skin color ethnic group. This is really just talking about overall the opportunity that's here for us. But on the flip side, we also have a possibility where we could get lapped times 10 because the other conversation that's happening. Let me know by show of hands who all is aware of this. Who's all heard the conversations surrounding the, what is it called? Surrounding a universal basic income. Like, who's all like aware of that? So that's not just a conversation, that's a direction where things are going. Because when both tech founders, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Sam Altman now, and government are all sequentially having these conversations that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At the same time, that's not a theory. That's not a conspiracy type of thing. That's like, no, this is something that's about to happen. And so when we talk about that, essentially, we potentially could be stepping into a world where there is only the wealthy, the super wealthy, and then 60% of other people living off the universal basic income, aka government assistance. So I want to know, one, because you're more aware of these things than I am. That's one of the things I admire a lot when it comes to you. What are some things, like, where do you see the future going? And I mean one on a community scale, like, and we can go down two different rabbit holes. Where do we see the future going, community scale, but also what most people would consider sci-fi, but things that you are actually aware of, where do you see that going in that direction?
Wow, an amazing question, Cyrus. So first and foremost, in regards to AI changing the name of the game in every single area or sector of our lives, this is something that is inevitable, and this is coming. So it's going to require all of us to take preventive measures. This really starts with educating yourself in the technology realm or with AI technology. Now, we all know that more people are losing jobs than ever, and that is because companies themselves are streamlining their own workflows with AI and optimizing their processes by automating it or by integrating robotics, for example. So where does that leave the people who are, you know, looking for careers and looking to get paid and have, you know, obviously really good lifestyles and livings, right? So at the end of the day, it's going to require all of us to first and foremost start off by gaining those skill sets, taking different boot camps. Cyrus mentioned, of course, and this is something that he can personally attest to, he's seen it many, many times, where there are people who take boot camps for 6 months and are able to secure roles over people who have been in the industry for several years. Or from somebody who has just graduated and spent, you know, 4 years or more trying to gain their particular area of specialization or skill set. So we're going to look at, you know, at the end of the day, change is happening exponentially and we're going to have to adapt with change. So you guys, how do we do that? You know, where does that leave us at? I will say this takes us to leverage systems that already exist. And one of those systems is ChatGPT. And so if you guys do not already have ChatGPT, definitely download it, because essentially we can look at ChatGPT, we've already heard about it, but the interesting thing about it is it's also evolving, right? So it's becoming multimodal. So that means that not only are you able to, let's say, input a prompt and ask a question and it'll give you an answer, but it also means that AI and ChatGPT can speak to you. It can help you, for example, practice for an interview or learn a language. And you probably have always seen this as well. Now, when we're speaking on how we can apply technology and AI in our day-to-day, it's really going to take us to learn how to prompt. Because at the end of the day, AI technology really centers from the input, and the input is based on what your output will be, right? So you're going to, at the end of the day, there are several free resources that you can leverage, and that's what we want to start off with by self-learning. So starting off with ChatGPT and learning how to really maximize your prompt. So let's say from a career standpoint, right, you're looking for a particular role. There's a lot of people who are going to be out there really tailoring their resumes, right? And so when we're looking at exactly how to approach this and find different careers, the future, the majority of roles out there are going to be tech-based, right? And so as Cyrus mentioned, coming to events like this, networking, that's going to be number one. But at the end of the day, you're also going to set yourself up as the top 1% candidate, as a competitive candidate. So leverage these systems, leverage existing systems, and learn how to prompt. And so I'm going to kind of give you guys an insight on exactly like how to prompt. And it starts off with, first and foremost, your mission and your end statement. So I encourage everyone to really start off by learning the basic principles of computer programming, and then kind of transitioning over into the more complex subjects. But essentially, it really starts off by computational thinking, which comes from optimizing your inputs and maximizing your output. So let's say you're looking for a particular career. Again, you want to start off with your goal, and then you want to really get into exactly, okay, what is the company's goal and mission? And so it's going to be your goal to be able to align those things. But AI makes it more easier than ever. So you guys, I'm going to share with you a secret today, and this is going to give you a competitive advantage in the job market. So what AI can also do, especially this is the paid program, right? but what AI can also do is search multiple different web platforms. It can conduct web analysis, and there's no limit to exactly how many websites it can analyze for you. But let's say for this particular application, for like research, for example, or I use it almost every single day to kind of get like to determine certain amounts of information, how to apply it, but essentially you can ask it to search a particular website. Let's say you're looking to get into technology and find exactly what you're passionate about, or you're looking to maybe like find a particular sector or area that most piques your interest, or conduct a particular research subject. So you're going to essentially just kind of conduct a search and say, search all relevant websites on this particular subject, and it will do that. Analyze, search, and analyze these the web links, and then essentially whatever your output is going to be. So like, and determine like the final output or successful outcome, whatever that looks like for you. But essentially, with AI technology, these are different things that you can leverage. So you're saying
ultimately, because usually whenever we search things, you know, the top article comes up, and if somebody really is studious, they won't just read one article or one blog, but you know, they might read a second blog and a third one. What you're saying is that we can leverage it to where it scans or scrapes all of the articles on that topic, and then it can, based on the average, I guess, vote or point of view on the topic or what most articles are saying, it can say, hey, this is what the majority are actually saying on this topic.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Absolutely, and it can be used, you know, personally or in a business context. So I use this all the time for like marketing, or we also have different proposals from a government level. And so we really want to take massive amounts of information. So it's going to take us to be able to process information quickly. The reason why AI or robots are going to be taking over is because they're able to streamline our workflows and automate everything, but also process information very quickly. So that's a major skill set that we're going to also have to learn how to transition into. But absolutely, that's kind of one of the major skills and things that I've been leveraging and using. But from a career standpoint, I would say that ChatGPT is definitely going to be helpful. Not only will it help you to tailor your resume, but it can really help you in every aspect and area of your life. But it's going to take just kind of taking the time to learn how to prompt and leveraging linguistics. So if you guys are majority entrepreneurs, so of course you don't want to have to spend a lot of time to search, you know, many different websites or anything. So take advantage of systems, because at the end of the day, your competition is. And so in order for you to win, you're going to have to integrate AI technology to get a leg up on the competition, right? Because they're already doing this. But what gives you a competitive advantage as a small starter versus, like, you know, competing with Apple or Microsoft or Amazon, for example, you are able to leverage the information that you have and the resources that you have. It may not necessarily be monetarily speaking compared to like Amazon or Microsoft, but you have to leverage existing technologies. And so I would say it first starts off by just taking initiative to conduct research on exactly what AI solutions exist for your input. And so we spoke of ChatGPT, we spoke of from a career standpoint, you know, there are different automated solutions for you that you can leverage. So that's just kind of a basis and where we can start off.
All right, so last question that I have. So there's honestly a lot I want to talk about. There's a lot I want to talk about in terms of, you know, what our possible future when it comes to technology. And we talk about, obviously, wearable technology. We talk about, you know, this is going to sound sci-fi-like, but like us leveraging technology when it comes to actually like on our physical bodies. And we already see what's happening. Like who all here is familiar with Neuralink and what Elon Musk is doing with that? So we're already heading towards a direction, towards a future. And it sounds weird to say this. The only way to put it is heading towards a future where we're talking about being like somewhat like cyborgs in a way, where we're having technology on us and a part of us, you know. And in some ways it's cool. We can think about, okay, some an amputee leveraging technology to still have a body part, be able to use it. Obviously Neuralink, someone's still able to be able to operate on computers, but then it goes so much further beyond that. So that's something else I wanted to talk about, but we're gonna have to table that for now. One thing I will tell you all, for those of you in here that are in our techpreneur community, of course, anyone in here that's not a part of our techpreneur Discord community, we definitely invite you to join. So Ashley, she's actually joining the techpreneur community and within the Discord, and she is going to have regular trainings and education in the community that's specific when it comes to leveraging AI. So a lot of things she's mentioning right now, where some of it is like, okay, a lot of that sounds great, but what about my specific situation or my specific scenario? She will be in the community and is going to be assisting with that on roughly either a bi-weekly or a once-a-month basis. So definitely make sure you tap in when it comes to that. But my last question I have before we turn it over to the audience is, you have big plans when it comes to Atlanta and technology, AI, machine learning, robotics, all of that. You know, we talk about when her bio was read earlier, how you have a vision to transform Atlanta into the Silicon Valley of the South. So can you just on a high level explain to people, okay, what does that mean, the Silicon Valley of the South? And if you could touch on, I would say, maybe your top 2 to 3 initiatives that, you know, you are, and I've been collaborating with you with having talks with local government here in Atlanta when it comes to things that we want to implement within the city and our communities when it comes to technology and AI.
Okay, amazing. So yes, transforming Atlanta into the Silicon Valley of the South, making ATL a major tech hub for growth, innovation, and change. At the end of the day, we have to give Atlanta props, because they are, you know, they do have initiatives where they have different housing initiatives, for example, where we're really looking at improving the quality of life in different ways. And so the end goal, of course, is to be able to improve the quality of life. But we're looking at also transforming our industries, transforming the way that we live, and also transforming our environments. So when we're speaking on the top three, 2 to 3 initiatives, one of the major goals we're going to be, first and foremost, how we can apply AI in urban planning. So this means really having different sectors and analysis that's really going to be able to optimize different, I guess, lifestyle integrations. So for example, we're going to be limiting, and this is really getting into the depths of urban planning, but you know, essentially saving money in different ways and improving the quality of life. Now, the second major initiative will be education. Applying AI education. This is really where Cyrus is really huge in this, by bringing not only tech education, but also innovation with different startups, right? Different ideas, bringing that to Atlanta. At the end of the day, we have many different major universities that are here, right? Emory University, Georgia Tech, et cetera, et cetera. And so these universities come with their own networks, they come with their own resources. And so looking into collaborating and working with universities, but also collaborating and working with tech specialists and people that are going to be able to bring technology into the realm of this city. And so that's exactly what Cyrus is doing, by providing different bootcamp opportunities and really becoming a major innovator in this space. So a lot of you guys are already entrepreneurs. So at the end of the day, if your city invests in you, then that's going to enable you to be able to thrive in the city that you're living in. And that's really going to create that thriving nature and environment that we're trying to bring to Atlanta. And so it's really, really exciting. We're just really kind of in the initial conversations of this, but at the end of the day, we're looking at improving the quality of living. This also kind of goes into sustainability. So there's a lot of room for that. But majorly, this is really going to be focusing on AI education, tech education, bringing different startups and innovators to our cities, and really providing you guys with the resources that you guys need to be able to really become those people at the forefront of innovation and change. So yeah, I will go ahead and pass it off to Cyrus to top this off.
Yo, so I have to interrupt this interview to give you all a major announcement of something that is going to really excite everyone and change the game. So Tech is a New Black is launching something entirely new that's called Techpreneur Saturdays. So Techpreneur Saturdays is a recurring, ongoing tech networking event that's going to happen multiple times in the city of Atlanta. We're going to bring out tech recruiters, hiring managers, professionals, tech influencers, investors, founders, and much more, with DJ, drinks, food, all the vibes that you want as well. Now, Techpreneur Saturday is entirely free because Tech is New Black, we are actually paying for it out of pocket as a way to give back to people and truly help more people break into tech, scale in tech, and start your own tech businesses. The only caveat, though, is that it is registration first come, first serve only. So make sure you hurry up and click the link so that way you can get registration, so that way you can attend Techpreneur Saturdays taking place in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yo, that's incredible. A couple other things I want to add to initiatives that she's working on is creating jobs. We talk a lot about, you know, getting jobs, but one of the things she shared with me, and when she shared it with me, it was actually the first time I had heard someone just say it that way. She had mentioned, like, yeah, we can do X, Y, and Z, and we can actually create jobs. And so where essentially, whether we're talking about startup founders that have amazing businesses where they're looking to get funding, where we're able to create initiatives, whether with government or with investors and VCs and others, where we're able to get funding into these startups and ultimately be able, once most startup founders get a certain amount of funding, oftentimes that goes towards them staffing and them being able, so we literally can help when it comes to creating jobs in that sense, as well as in a few other ways as well. So one thing I will say is everyone who is here and those that are watching this or listening, later on, definitely tap in with Ashley when it comes to any research you might have when it comes to government or it comes to startup founders, investors, because we know a lot of startup founders, We also know some investors. We know some. It's like we have a lot of connections, but the goal is to bring all of these different pieces together because even when it comes to getting funding, our community is the last to get funding in terms of like the percentage of funding that goes to us. And so part of the reason, one of the things we're actually doing with Tech is New Black is going to give more exposure to Black and Brown startup founders. So that way, because once they get more exposure, it attracts more investors and just more eyeballs overall. So anything that you all have, anyone that you know, whether it's a startup founder, whether you yourself are a startup founder, whether it's an investor that you might know, you know, any VCs you might know, or just other people that have other skill sets, other connections, definitely, you know, have them tap in with us and or Ashley. So look, we're gonna go ahead and pass it over to the audience that's here for any of the questions that we have. So I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic over. And if you got a question, you gotta raise your hand.
Oh, wait, excuse me.
You're gonna be on camera, by the way. Does everybody consent to be on camera? Okay, cool, we gotta consent.
Hello, my name is Keyshawn Billups. I'm a software engineer at Lockheed Martin. I had a question for Ash. I wanted to know how many people at your startup are engineers and like how much of the work is outsourced versus in-house, if any?
A great question. So typically working with the engineering team, we have around 30 engineers or so. And as the startup, the majority of them are in-house. But of course we do outsource, but the majority of it is going to be in-house. So the startup environment, of course, as you know, is very competitive. And so we're really just kind of really training our talent and having them really grow with us as we continue to evolve on the market.
Thanks.
Hey, my name is Charles. I'm a cloud security engineer. I wanted to ask, when you were transitioning over from recruiting to your current field of work, what were some specific steps or questions that you leverage AI to answer for you as you made that transition?
A great question. So first you want to start off with the values and principles of the organization. And we want to make sure that since you're going to be interviewing with them, they're going to want to make sure that it's in direct alignment with you for long-term potential. So first and foremost, of course, like you can conduct all the research that you want, but AI is going to be able to help you with that. So have a great understanding of the values, principles, and mission of the company itself so that you're able to use that as a sales point. The second is, of course, is going to be the most relevant, your skill sets. So first and foremost, you want to have them analyze the job description. So literally say, analyze the job description and determine, we want to say, a success rate for a next interview or a success rate for getting the role. I love this question just because we want to be able to have, in the Black Panther, they call it the competence rate. But essentially, we want to make sure that it aligns and that it's going to be high, right? So that you're not going to be wasting your time. So that's the first question, that's the second question. And for the third question, to kind of leave you off with something really important, I would say just really kind of focus on your leveraging your skills and experiences. So sometimes your resume doesn't always have everything that you've done or everything that you've learned, but AI is going to be able to help you to have the most relevant information on your resume so that you're able to tailor it, right, for the application itself. So really take the time. You can even have discussions, you know, with ChatGPT. Really speak to them about your career timelines and your own goals to make sure that they are directly aligned with the company and organization so that you're not gonna be wasting your time or having any fluff in your resume. We wanna have everything that's related to the position itself, if that makes sense. Great questions.
Any other questions? All right, so when we ask questions, we're gonna ask you guys just to come to the front, just for the camera, and so everyone can actually hear Cyrus and Ash's answers as well.
Let's see the mic. Yeah.
Also, I wanna say this, the reason why we wanna make sure this is recorded is because it allows us to have more content and it helps grow our brand further, so that way this grows overall. So again, we want to make everything free. We want to do as much as we can to make this very simple and easy for everyone else. The only thing that we do ask is that when we're asking questions, we're doing these things, it helps us create more content because it helps us get sponsors, it helps us attract more tech companies. It literally serves the entire goal of what it is that we're doing. So I just want to explain the why behind everything.
You come up, please. Yeah.
Hello, beautiful.
My question is, seeing that we're in the era of AI taking over, I'm in the data field, and that's another field that's taking over. Data is very valuable,
yes.
Right? It's currency at this point. So with me wanting to grow along with data, or anyone outside of that, like are there any particular roles or that I should focus on as far as, I guess, growing myself and my education to where I can go into AI, because that's my intention, to go into some sort of AI, because I don't want to stay in a space where I'm just trying to ride along, but I want to be innovative. So are there any positions, any particular sectors that we should kind of focus on, as far as riding the wave, as you say,
yes.
what's coming?
Amazing, amazing question. So first and foremost, I kind of want to highlight something that she said when she spoke of data being power, right? So we say knowledge is power, but now it's really going to be data. And so she's currently into the data sector, which is an amazing start when you're trying to get into tech or AI. So I love this question because there are many different paths that you can take, right? I will say when you're trying to get in technology, we're looking at working with NLPs, so natural language processing, and that goes into generative AI. And we're also looking at machine learning. So machine learning technology that applies to robotics, which is going to be another sector and also something that can be readily applied. What we want to look for is essentially overlap with skills. So a baseline of, computer science skills is going to be necessary. So choose your language. They have several different languages that you can use. My professional preference is going to be Python, but there are others, of course, that exist. We want to start there. But when we're looking at, of course, Cyrus, he has many different resources that we're able to really take advantage of as somebody who's looking to get into a tech career within different sectors. So when we're looking at data is going to be huge at the end of the day. That data is power, right? So look into, not only we're looking deeply into AI, machine learning, robotics, and then of course those NLPs, natural language processing. Now there's many, many, many more, but that's kind of the baseline where you want to start at, because then you want to kind of see exactly what you're most passionate about. So robotics, of course, is very, very sector specific. Also, let's not forget about cybersecurity. I know that cybersecurity is going to be huge as well. You're also, obviously analyzing massive amounts of data. So there are many, many sectors within AI. And so it's going to be really your role to really find exactly what you're most passionate about, because there's no limit to exactly, what can be done with technology, especially now. And so we're looking at, I love that she said that she wants to really be at the forefront of change, to be able to evolve with it. And so those are the skills that we're going to be having to look at, transferable skills, not skills that you're just going to spend 6 months or up to 2 years learning, but something that you can readily apply and continue to grow upon. So you want to be able to be kind of a lifelong learner within technology, because it's going to be constantly changing. So technology skills, definitely that's an amazing first step, and that's where we're all going to have to be looking, because the future is going to be digital and the future is a tech-based future. So we spoke of, for example, universal income, right? And so in that situation, obviously, will be necessary in the context of where most people are not able to work. And so I will say that the future that I see will be, it's not going to be AI itself, as they say, taking jobs. It's going to be people who are leveraging and using AI technology. And so that's going to be you all, leveraging and using technology with your careers, with your businesses, so that you're able to gain the ultimate competitive advantage. Because the reality is, a lot of people, they aren't necessarily into technology, they don't really understand it quite yet,
But you guys are the innovators of the future. You guys even just being here is the first step. So I love, love, love that question. Thank you so much. And excited to get any more questions. I'll pass it back to Cyrus.
Yes, we'll do one or two more questions. If we have one or two more questions. Okay, cool. All right.
So a lot of great information. I just want to ask you, do you have any prototypes of the wearable technology that you created?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So right now we have products that are patent pending. So these are going to be, you know, products that are going to be in the long term, but we do have products that are currently available. So absolutely. Essentially, if you're looking into our mesh technology, if you're looking to feel your best and look your best, we have the products for you. So most definitely check out our shop and I will connect with you after the show so we can get you, you know, your products.
Yo, that's so cool. Like I've told you this before, but y'all, I think it's so cool when I see us like not just getting careers in this industry, but creating technology, creating businesses, leveraging this technology in this industry. And that's really the name of the game. Like, of course, you know, I always say like, hey, the first thing is, you know, getting in the tech industry, you know, because that way you can leverage that income, you can leverage that network, but then the next step over time is creating some type of technology when it comes to this industry. So I love so much of what it is that she's doing. I'm so happy that she is a part of the techpreneur community, so we're able to continue to watch the journey of what Ashley's doing as well as Better Boost. I do want to open up for one more question before we go ahead and wrap up from this portion. Okay, cool. All right, good stuff. All right, so look, y'all please give Ashley one more round of applause. Just thank you so much. All right, y'all, so look, what we're about to go ahead and transition into, we're gonna get back to the networking. There's a lot of you that I haven't had the opportunity to speak to yet. There's other people that have come in since we started up here. And so we wanna give people opportunity to make connections. Please make sure that you are being intentional about connecting with people, learning about what it is that they're doing. One of the things that's also important that I would encourage you to is that if you're not a part of the techpreneur community, definitely make sure that you join. We have a slew of different hiring managers, recruiters, other people that are joining in the community, and a calendar of things we're going to start launching, both virtually as well as in person. We got a couple people that are here in the room that you all should also talk to. So, oh my bad, he's trying to be in the cut. He's like, bro, I'm trying to chill right now. All right, so I know I could call out Arthur. I don't know where Arthur went, but Arthur's somewhere in here as well. So I would point him out. I'm just saying his name. Y'all like, I don't know who that is. But I don't know. I'm going to try to point him out at some point in time. Just other people that it's important for you all to talk to, tap in with, that are valuable resources, knowledgeable as well. Of course, you know Mario over here. He's worked at a couple different companies in the industry. And so, and I know I'm gonna meet other people that are in here that are in the industry as well. So again, thank y'all so much for y'all being here. Again, we're gonna get some food, get some drinks, music gonna be playing, all of that, and we're gonna network and build relationships.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.